All right, we are here with Jeremy Johnson. She's the Marketplace Manager for the Better Business Bureau in the Northwest and Pacific region. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tax season is upon us. Some people have been started from the moment they got their W-2s. Some people are just starting, and others may wait. But there are some things that you were telling me that we need to be on the lookout for this year, especially as we're preparing our taxes. So let's dive into that. What are we seeing in terms of scams this year?
Well, one thing that for some reason we see year after year and all throughout the year is those IRS scam calls. Probably many of us have already received them at some point. And so we just want to warn people that in most cases, the IRS is not calling you. And these calls are very convincing when they are calling you. So this person may call you and say they have a batch number, they have a case number, and it seems very legitimate. But in most cases, the IRS is not calling you. The one case where the IRS is calling people, starting in about 2017, the IRS hired 4 debt collection agencies. And they are calling people, but the only people they are calling are people that are several years behind in paying and filing taxes. So if you filed your taxes the year before and you have no idea that you're behind at all and you get one of these calls, it in most cases is a scam call.
Now, this may be less of an issue, but I know that there are plenty of advertisements that go around people helping prepare taxes, and there's a lot of sensitive information that goes with that. So maybe what are some things that people should look out for when they are looking for help preparing their taxes?
The definite you'd want to do is go to BBB.org and look up the accountant or the tax person, look at their BBB profile, their rating, and make sure they're a legitimate business. Also, read reviews. Take the time to, read a review about that specific accountant or tax preparation service, just to make sure that, you feel confident about the person preparing your taxes as well.
And, maybe we get a tax return, a nice little extra chunk of change in our account, ways to make sure that we spend that in a way that is going to really benefit us and maybe not go into the hands of a scammer.
Yeah, the best thing to do is anytime that, you may have some extra money is, protect your accounts as well. If you have an extra chunk of money, maybe putting it in a savings account and not having it ready available in your debit card account in case accounts get hacked. But also always just being careful about the calls you're receiving, the emails you're receiving, asking for personal information. Also, some of these IRS scams we've seen, they're not just asking for financial information, they're asking for payments, but the payments are in wire transfers and gift cards, and that should always be a huge red flag.
All right. Well, we've been here with Jeremy Johnson. She's the Marketplace Manager for the Better Business Bureau in the Northwest and Pacific regions. And as tax season is upon us, making sure that we are filing taxes correctly, but also keeping our returns and our financial information safe. So thank you so much.
Thank you.